From a one-lane road way above the Yadkin River, the trees are so thick you can just see the water. It looks so tranquil that the Narrows Dam is a bit of a shock when you turn the bend.
Oh, this thing's huge.
Yeah.
I'm with Gene Ellis, who's the head of Alcoa Power Generating. For nearly 100 years, the aluminum company has owned and operated four dams on one of North Carolina's largest rivers. Now, Alcoa is trying to renew that hydropower license for 50 more years. But the governor of North Carolina wants Alcoa's dams for herself, or rather for the people of North Carolina. The federal law that governs America's rivers does allow for a takeover, but it's never been done. And Alcoa's Gene Ellis says it's something he'd expect of a dictator.
Alcoa's only experience with the socialization or the nationalization of a plant was in Venezuela during the leadership of Hugo Chavez.
Ellis says the takeover attempt violates Alcoa's property rights. Trouble is that while Alcoa owns the dams, the people of North Carolina own the river. Alcoa is basically a tenant. And North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue says it's time to end the lease.
We need to be sure that the water sources that we are allowing to be controlled, if you will, by a private industry produces something for North Carolina.
Something like jobs, says Perdue, which is why Alcoa built the dams in the first place. They used to power an aluminum smelter that was the main employer in the region. In 2002, Alcoa closed the smelter, but still makes millions off the dams. It sells the hydropower wholesale. Alcoa continues to pay taxes and still offers free swimming and fishing on the lakes. But the governor says that's not enough to deserve 50 more years of control on the river. Officials from at least seven counties agree, as do many residents like Roger Dick.
The state needs to be in control. We do not need to be as citizens having to go ask a global company for how we will use our water.
Ironically, Alcoa's biggest support comes from towns on the four lakes it manages, especially Baden, where you can see the huge empty smelter from the steps of the mayor's office.
Did you work there?
Yes, 30-some years. That was our only industry, and we've lost our heart when we've lost Alcoa.
And yet, Baden Mayor Jim Harrison says,
I would rather trust who I know than who I don't know. Does the state not run our highways? Do you really think that they have done the best with our highways that can be done? So, I mean, if they do the same job with our dams, what's that going to end up being?
Not even Governor Perdue can answer that yet. Nor is it clear how the transfer would work or what the state might have to pay for it. Those decisions are up to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which oversees thousands of hydropower licenses but has yet to take one over. Talking to Mark Robinson, the commission's director of energy projects, you can practically hear him scratching his head through the phone line.
We really can't figure out what the idea was there, but I'm sure with the help of a number of very smart lawyers, we would all figure it out.
Since Alcoa expected a decision on its license this summer, lawyers on both sides are already working overtime. People across the country are watching closely because the outcome will set an important precedent at a time when water is no longer the endless resource many once thought. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Rose.